Hello, it is Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica, here at the last place on earth in Podcastro Valley. It is Cafe Anyway, and it is Mike's Daily Podcast, episode 3075. If you live in California, and if you've noticed a lot of tents and tarps and encampments, well, our governor has noticed them too, and he urged California cities and counties on Monday to ban homeless encampments. This is another, I don't know if it's the second or third time, but this is yet another time that he has stressed this. He's increasing his pressure campaign on local governments to follow the state's lead and remove tents from sidewalks and other public property. Is this where I should be in going over to some kind of investment firm and invest in stock in companies that make tents? Because you see them all over the Bay Area. And I know in parts of Los Angeles and Southern California. Our governor here in California said it is time to take back the streets. And this is a Democrat governor, as anyone who follows politics knows. Anybody who's a right-wing talk show host knows, because they talk about him endlessly. He said it is time to take back the sidewalks. It is time to take back to take these encampments and provide alternatives, and the state is giving you more resources than ever. It is time to just end the excuses. Homelessness is a challenging political issue in California, driven largely by the high cost of living here in this state, as well as the lack of affordable housing and a shortage of behavioral health and drug treatment opportunities. I will speak to one of those, affordable housing. I would not have moved back to California if I did not have the means to buy a house. I would have. Now, I left California. I left a place that was tiny. When I originally left California, I was staying in a really tiny place in downtown Ventura, but the nice landlords never raised the rent. And since then, both my parents have passed. I came into some money. I was able to purchase some property, and I am now a landlord, and I am also one not to raise the rent. Because I know how it is. And my landlords were cool for 11 years, didn't raise the rent. I think they did once. But, well, I would not have moved back to California if I did not have the means to live here. There are plenty of other wonderful states, and I love California, but if you can't live here, there's other great states to live in that give you a whole bunch of stuff for what you pay for. You can get a bigger house, or pay less on rent and that kind of thing. The lack of progress threatens to define the legacy of the state's 40th governor. Yes, he is the 40th. And there's also a shortage, by the way, of behavioral health and drug treatment opportunities in this state. The governor repeatedly blames cities. He says they are the ones to blame, as well as counties, for not doing more despite receiving billions in state funding. What do they do with all that money? He released a model ordinance for local governments to adopt that his office described as a starting point before jurisdictions craft their own policies. His plan asks locals to prohibit persistent camping in one location and encampments that block sidewalks. And he also is requiring local officials to attempt to offer shelter before removing a temporary dwelling. So there is it's a bit of a, both these things conflict with each other. He said something once, what was it about, that the gender in sports issue. He said, I can have both of these in the same hand, both of these issues in the same hand. So he's often talking about two things that are in conflict with each other, living simultaneously here in California. But can it? How much longer will it? Since I've lived in the Bay Area, I've lived here since, let's see, for 16 years. So I can tell you that, yes, it definitely more tents, definitely more tarps, definitely old broken down RVs everywhere and campers and all of that. And it just increases. And then the amount of trash that builds up, you get piles and piles and mounds of them. It almost looks like we're trying to do some kind of impromptu a garbage dump in the middle of a street. And it's garbage bags and other things just piled on top of each other all over the Bay Area. It's not good and it needs to stop. And maybe, however, this is how a governor needs to sound in California in order to try and get the ball rolling. Who knows? I don't know. You know who might know? Somebody at Cafe anyway. Let me open the door so we can go in there and find someone. After you. Cafe anyway. Welcome to Cafe anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 3074, 3074. You know, it's Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
The last place on earth. Okay, it's Mike Matthews, and here's an interesting thought about sometimes when you are feeling sad about yourself and you get caught up in this whole thing called feeling sorry for yourself and, oh, I'm too old for this, I'm too old for that, oh, somebody help me. You know what I really discovered that I'm old was
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I heard a cough that I did. I coughed and I heard it and I went,
Mike's,
that's an old man.
Daily
Quaff.
Podcast.
What?
Yeah.
What happened there? Got old. I was born in 68. Time went by. Okay, I know some of you were born in like the 50s and stuff. And you know what? You're awesome. And you're younger than me. You're what is that? If you're young at heart. Da, 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 if you're young at heart. Whatever that old song was. And that's true. You got to be young at heart. You got to be interesting. You got to be investigating. You got to be interested in stuff. Like I am interested in stuff and things. And one of the things is that, how am I going to make that? All right, I'm going to do this for about 5 seconds and see how ridiculous this is. I've been trying to video the podcast just because, oh, if it's a podcast, it's got to be video. Well, I feel as if I should do that as well. I've been doing this for quite a few months now, and you can see some of the videos at mikesdailypodcast.com. But my phone, which I use, is completely out of juice, and I have it plugged in. And so here we go. I'm going to hold there. And today I'm wearing this wonderful picture of a... It kind of looks like the Bay Bridge with piano keys holding up the Bay Bridge. Or maybe it's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Here's today's podcast picture.
It's one of the bridges in the Bay Area. Ooh, and in this particular shot, you can also see the cool little Chihuahua. I think these are Chihuahua paintings. The blue dog guy. I love his stuff. Okay, the podcast picture is not of any of that, but the beautiful rolling hills of Podcastro Valley. See that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com of the wonderful rolling hills. And I'm also noticing there's a little bit too much chest hair in this video, so I'm going to stop this video right now. Thanks for watching the video, everyone. Okay, back to... Oh, the late great Basil the Boxer and I used to walk along these hills all the time. So much fun in Podcastro Valley. And whenever I walk the hills of Podcastro Valley, I think of him. So also when I do this podcast, I think of him because I hear him bark, his wonderful bark. But see pictures of Basil as well in the podcast picture at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Mike Matthews going to come in with more encouragement for you.
Oh, thank you. That is, by the way, the nicest person on the planet we just heard the voice of. And I had to send an email off to someone who was throwing a little bit of shade on her. And I said, hey, you are wrong. Don't ever try and throw shade on that fine, wonderful person that says nice things. And there's also another great person we need to hear from. And That'd be the target lady.
You can use your damn it if it's easier. Don't worry, I will cross my eyes so I can't see your secret code.
That's right, don't look at my secret code. But here's something interesting. Thunderbolts has been doing really well. Its ultimate goal is to get $175 million globally. Oh, that's what they wanted for the opening, but I think they went way beyond that. Let's see, the latest news on that.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Grandma shark, doo 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 doo. Evil shark.
It stays number one with 33 million. It has crossed the $400 million domestically. It has pulled in. Does it happen to say here what? Well, I guess tickets declined. Oh, it did a $74 million debut. Okay, didn't quite do the $175 million debut. Maybe they needed to put the Baby Shark song in there. Maybe Goofy Falling or something. As far as I know, I don't know too much about it, but it is a collection of superheroes, but the lesser known superheroes. And I know one guy who's going to go to the theater to see it again. So I know it has definitely some sort of, it rings something different. And they've all been seen in previous either Marvel. Yeah, I can.
You better be quicker than that.
I know, I can't think of it right off the top of my head. Marvel movies and TV shows is what I'm saying. Okay, the director revealed a scrap post-credit scene and revealed the fate of some character. Okay. And since I don't know any of these characters, Oh, and here's a story here about how Thunderbolts evolved from a Die Hard movie into a Breakfast Club movie. Maybe that's it. It has a Breakfast Club appeal. Okay. That's interesting. All right. Jack Black is all I gotta say.
Mike's absolutely useless review.
This is a useless review because I don't know what I'm reviewing. He has a 34-second hit called Lava Chicken that is from the Minecraft movie. It has been featured. It's a 34-second song, I guess. It's been featured in TikTok videos. How many? Over 280,000 TikTok videos. If you are not familiar with TikTok, music is heavily involved. In fact, they've got a little treble clef or something as their logo. In their logo, so it's a music note, and you know that music's involved, even though most of the people on TikTok, it should just be a picture of an annoying person, because I find most...
I need some turntables, Mike, if you're going to say it like that.
That's right. We're going to make a musical. I'm going to make a TikTok video about how annoying TikTok videos are, but... So 280,000 TikTok video people, or influencers, or TikTokers, whatever you want to call them, used the 34-second hit Lava Chicken from Jack Black. It has been streamed 22 million times, this song, on Spotify, making it the shortest song to ever hit the Billboard Hot 100. There was another song called Chicken Jockey that's, I guess, also somewhat notorious. And in other music news, Beyoncé, there's backlash to Beyoncé in the weeks leading up to her first show of Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter tour. Her Instagram was mostly exclusively featuring posts about her.
I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
What? Is she thinking about leaving? Thinking about leaving the music business? No. It exclusively featured posts about her perfume brand, as well as her hair care brand, and her partnership with Levi's. Some of those the Beehive, aren't thrilled by the volume of promotional posts. In fact, Meghan Markle's social media posts have similarly also...
Don't like cash cows. How do you do that? I just said the word cash cow.
Yeah, I guess it's a cash cow. They're treating their social media like cash cows. And, you know, it hits people the wrong way because, you know, they're making money other ways. And they don't really need to do it. Why don't you reach out through the social media to be social, to connect with your fans? That's all we're asking. Meghan Markle's social media posts have also come under fire for the amount of tie-in sales promos that they have as well. Ooh, did somebody... That's funny. Somebody responded to the email that I was defending the person, the greatest person on the planet, the nicest person on the planet earlier about. And she said, it pains me to say it because she'll get even more difficult to work with, but she sure has a great radio personality and exceptional on-air presence, speaking voice. There, I said it. Now please widen the front door, saying that she has a big ego. She does not. She's a kind, warm-hearted...
That's good stuff.
Wow. Yes, person.
I don't like that sound effect.
What? What's
That's
wrong
the one
with
I don't
you?
Like. Well,
you
wow, wow, wow. That's better. That's better.
The wow sound effect is awesome. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Watch your ego, I guess, is what we can learn from this part of the podcast today. Maybe. it's fun. In the workplace, when people can kind of tease each other and take it all with a joke as a joke. It's life is too short not to take it seriously. Not seriously is what I'm saying. Is that what I'm saying? My point is, Ford says it's going to extend its employee pricing deal one more month through July 4th.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What?
What are pronouns?
Pronouns are those things... Pronouns sometimes take the place of a noun, cause saying nouns over and over and over again really wear you down. I love Schoolhouse Rock. So maybe I should get a car, a Ford car. I'd be maybe possibly interested in a hybrid. I don't have one of those, have not had one of those yet, so. But I guess it's through July 4th. Adidas CEO Bjorn Golden, whatever, said that the U.S. tariffs could lead to pricier sneakers for the shoe giant, which can't make almost any of its products stateside. It needs help. It needs to import from China. Well, and then you heard all the good news about China and America working out a
There's a Spanish holiday tradition called El Gordo, the fat one.
They're going to celebrate the El Gordo fat one holiday. No, they were more interested in bringing down the percentage of the tariff that they were slapping on each other's products, America and China. So now that has come down. And then when that news came out, Nike stock shot up. But we were talking about Adidas. Well, I guess I'm on the wrong foot. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. No more. Enough. Enough. Let's say hi to someone.
Hello, Matthew. It's Jolly Shoehart, the Capital Supervisor. Enough of what?
Enough of this tomfoolery and this kitten caboodle show.
Uh-huh.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
That's what he said, too.
Enough of that. Well, no, Shelley, tell me more about your amazing thing that you're working on.
Yeah, Mike Matthews, it is a spray can that does not allow graffiti people to spray graffiti anywhere, Mike Matthews.
Oh, okay, because it can tell when it's about to spray some kind of awful, horrible message on a wall that most of the time, the ones I see in the Bay Area, I can't make head nor tails out of, but yeah.
That's right, Mike Matthews, it's an amazing thing, and you should see it. It's a great product. I'm trying to get it to market, Mike Matthews.
You're trying to get it to market?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it in a market, and I'm going to try and get it to someone who will buy it, Mike Matthews.
Do you...
Right.
Do you use a lot of products from China to make this product? Do you use items?
No, Mike Matthews, I don't use any items. It's just... I use a little bit of different things to make it work, but I can't tell you about the whole kit and caboodle.
No. How about a cocker doodle? Or a cocker doodle do?
Huh?
It's what a cocker doodle leaves behind. And if it belonged to Joe Cocker, you would say, you are so...
I can't make this up!
Beautiful.
Whatever, Mike Matthews.
Well, anyway, I hope success and longevity. Look who else is here. Mike, this is Floyd the floor man. And this is John Deere the engineer, Mike. That's his funny joke about the cocker poodle do thing. Mike Matthews. I like Joe Cocker. I knew Joe, so I didn't know Joe Cocker, but I knew somebody whose dad went to high school or elementary school, some school in the fine area of Sheffield, England. And apparently when Joe Cocker was playing soccer, what they call football over there, he would flail his arms around like he did when he was singing on stage. That made him look so cool when he did that. All right. Well, thanks for letting me share all this with you. Oh, here's some other people outside a cafe anyway.
When I grow up, I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
Oh, then welcome to my job. Just kidding. Hey, we have that at Cafe Anyway, workplace sensitivity all day long. It's a great thing. No, we're outside at Cafe Anyway right now with all the birds and all that, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica, episode 3075. What do you think about any of this stuff that we covered today? You can tell me.
I'm calling about the tennis lessons for my grandson, age 13.
Oh. Okay, well, you can call about that as well if you would like to do that, too. I'm going to give you the phone number, though.
It was kind of scary.
The phone number? Okay, here's the phone number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
What are you, nuts?
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening to this wonderful podcast, one-of-a-kind podcast, one-of-a-kind type thing. That's what it is. It's a type thing. It's called Mike's Daily Podcast. And with more about this show, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.